on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Irish Water Management say they hope to have the €5.8 million Northeast Inishowen Water Supply project complete in the first half of next year. They've also committed to some pipe replacement in the South Inishowen area. Former Fianna Fáil TD Niall Blaney has acknowledged he has a hard task ahead after declaring his intention to contest next year's European elections. A woman who was raped by her brother-in-law when she was a young girl says the justice system needs to change. She's now seeking a meeting with the Taoiseach to discuss how victims can be better supported and psychiatric services need to improve in Donegal, according to a councillor. All those stories to follow, and later in the bulletin at around 5:15 we'll have the sports news with PJ Lynch. But first, this evening, the House of Commons at Westminster is being updated on the legal advice on the Brexit backstop. The British government has published advice which confirms the backstop will stay in place until a better deal is reached. Theresa May is fighting to give the withdrawal agreement political life as MPs line up against it. A key vote takes place next week. Well, this morning, Theresa May refused to say if she'll resign if the vote is, as many expect, defeated.
What happens if the vote doesn't go through is government has to come back within a certain period of time to Parliament and say what the next step is. But I'm focusing on getting that vote through. And I think, as you know, there's going to be a lot of debate. There'll be lots of quotes, there'll be lots of things being said about this over the next few days. When it actually comes to it, it's a key moment of decision for MPs about, do we want to ensure that we leave the European Union?
Well, Theresa May's chief Brexit advisor says the controversial fallback plan to prevent border checks in Ireland is an uncomfortable necessity. Ollie Robbins was giving evidence to MPs as the UK government published the summary of its legal advice. The British Labour Party is demanding that the full text of the guidance from lawyers be released. However, Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay says doing that would have wider repercussions.
If legal advice is disclosed, then there is a concern as to how that might impact in the future on the frankness and openness of legal advice.
Irish Water Management say they hope to have the €5.8 million Northeast Inishowen Water Supply project complete in the first half of next year. The project is 75% finished, but has been halted since the main contractor went into receivership earlier this year. Irish Water say construction will recommence with a new contractor once legal issues have been resolved. A meeting took place today between the utility and public representatives to discuss water supply issues in Inishowen. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the continuous water mains bursts in South Inishowen were also discussed, with some progress being made.
There is some positive news. They have confirmed today that they plan to replace at this stage 4.5 kilometres of problematic mains pipes in what's called the Slablands area, Inch Islands to Burt. But we've made it clear, all of the public representatives present today, that we want them to do this work before water is extended on to Letterkenny, because we don't want the people of Letterkenny to have the same experience that the people of South Inishowen have had over the last while.
The other issue discussed was that of the North East Inishowen Water Supply project. It's been in hiatus since the firm that was carrying out the job went to examinership earlier on this year. Any light at the end of the tunnel there?
Well, the news today is that they explained to us that the time frame for completing the project for the end of this year has now run into next year. They've had difficulties legally in terms of the contract that was in place with Flag and Construction, who unfortunately went into receivership. So they hope to tie that up and appoint a new contractor very, very soon. And they estimate there's about 3 months left of that $5.8 million project, a really important project for the area, really from Quigley's Point right up along the Foyle through Redcastle and up, of course, to Greencastle. We really need to see that project taken home as soon as possible in 2019.
But realistically, it could be early summer 2019 before that job is done, by the time all the legal work is finished and then the actual construction job itself can be completed.
Yeah, certainly that is a correct assessment. We did our best to get tight timeframes committed to today, but essentially they were saying they hope to have a new contractor as soon as possible, perhaps January in 2019, and they estimate 3 to 4 months completion time. So yeah, the middle of 2019 realistically is the time frame, but as soon as possible is what we've urged them today.
And that was Senator Padraig McLaughlin there. Former Fianna Fáil TD Niall Blaney is acknowledging he has a hard task ahead after declaring his intention to contest next year's European elections. Mr Blaney previously served as a Dáil deputy for the then constituency of Donegal North East from 2002 to 2011. He says he faces 6 months of hard canvassing to build a support base ahead of next May's EU election vote. Speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show earlier, Mr Blaney said he's confident he will have a successful campaign and he has the backup he needs.
The work I'm doing now hopefully would, I suppose, pay dividends in the longer term, and that people will realise it's not about having your MEP on your doorstep at 13 counties. We're in a different era now. It's about that individual being accessible to the ordinary punter in the street. Mm. The ordinary voter, the ordinary businessman who needs representation, and that's really what it's about. But I'm very lucky because that we always had an organisation within the Blaney fold that still exists, and I'm hoping to mobilise that again and put in a fairly intensive canvas, particularly those county nearest to us, blanket canvas in those, and as much as we can after that. But you're absolutely dependent on colleagues, friends, party workers to allow work for you. But you also have to put in the hard graft yourself and lead by example. And I suppose that's why I'm out of the traps so early. Probably putting up about 2,500 kilometres per week at the moment. And well up to maybe like before Christmas. And that's trying to tie in that nomination and to sell my message, and hopefully that will take hold if I can mobilise the organisation, which I believe I can. I do believe we can have a successful campaign.
And that was Niall Blaney hoping to once again re-enter active politics in Donegal and the wider Northwest Midlands constituency in Europe. A woman who was raped by her brother-in-law when she was a young girl says the justice system needs to change. Bartholomew Prendergast has been jailed for 8.5 years for raping and indecently assaulting Stephanie Hickey in the 1980s. The 65-year-old of Corrigan in Dungarvan, County Waterford, also admitted indecently assaulting her older sister, Deirdre Fahey. Both women waived their right to anonymity so Prendergast could be named. Speaking outside the court, Stephanie Hickey, who's now 46, said she would like to meet with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to discuss how victims could be better supported.
People are writing character references telling how good these men are in society, and that to me is just so degrading for a victim. We're the ones that carry it, we're the ones that bring it to the court doors and get it in the court doors and fight all the way. So I'm asking the Minister, Leo Varadkar, if you're listening, you need to meet with victims and you need to hear our side of the story and why the laws should change.
A Dutchman who launched a bid to legally make himself 20 years younger has had his request dismissed by a judge. 69-year-old Emile Rattleband had applied to legally have 2 decades shaved off his age, comparing his request with those from people seeking to switch their gender. The reasoning behind his decision was to make him more attractive to members of the opposite sex on dating apps. However, a judge ruled that the issue was not just one of identity, but also the rights and obligations that are connected with age, such as the right to vote, marry and drink alcohol. The court ruled that such limits would lose their meaning if people were allowed to change their age at will. There were 23 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 5 of them on emergency department trolleys. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded, with 47 people waiting there. Nationally, there were 402 people waiting at hospitals across the country. Yesterday, INMO published its cumulative figure for the month of November, showing a total of 581 people awaiting inpatient beds in Letterkenny during the month. That was the third highest figure in the country. A Donegal councillor says the county used to have the best psychiatric and counselling services in the country, but now there are waiting lists of up to 8 weeks. Councillor Frank McBrearty, who organised a major symposium on mental health during his term as mayor, says with 1 in 4 people likely to experience mental health issues, the situation must be addressed as a matter of urgency. On foot of a motion he moved in Lifford, the council is lobbying Minister Simon Harris and the Department of Health for more resources to tackle an issue which Councillor McBrearty says has reached crisis point.
The issue here is that we have to get back to the way we were 20 to 20, 30 years ago when we had the best counselling services in the country. We have to get back to the fundamentals and not be ashamed of mental health and take this taboo away from mental health.
The irony is, it seems now there is more talk about mental health than ever there was before, but at the time when it's being discussed more than ever before, it seems the actual supports on the ground appear to be less rather than more.
Well, as I said, the services itself are overwhelmed, and even the charity organisations are overwhelmed with people looking for help. I mean, if you can't afford to go private, I mean, you have to wait 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, I believe it can be even longer for some people. That shouldn't be in this day and age. Mental health is probably one of the biggest issues in the whole of Ireland, but in Donegal, which is a very rural county, has a high youth unemployment, will always probably have immigration. As I said, third level students too that are suffering from not being able to afford to go to third level. I mean, these bring all these type of different mental health problems. I named about a dozen different mental health problems there today, but there's a lot more. I mean, you could talk about this issue all day, but the bottom line is, and the core problem is staffing levels. We have to increase the staffing levels. Staff having to work 12-hour shifts, I mean, that's not right in this day and age.
Councillor Frank McBurty. Concerns been expressed at an increase in the charges to visit NowDoc and CareDoc. Councillor Micheál Colum-Galeaspach says that in some cases the out-of-hours service charges have increased by 20%. He fears this will put added pressure on families who are already struggling. He says these increases need to be reviewed as a matter of urgency.
I was informed over the weekend that there's a 20% increase now for anybody that has to pay for the NowDoc service. This brings it up to 60 euros. I believe that our healthcare system should be free, that nobody should be making any profit out of somebody's misfortune. And this puts further pressure on people who are already under pressure when you look at it with the high cost of mortgage, the high cost of living. And I think this will only add to it. And what the other thing is that I'm very concerned about it is that this will or might stop people actually using the service because of the pressure of the 20% increase. So I would be calling on the government is to relook in terms, to relook at the whole system completely, and we should be working towards having a system that is free for those who need healthcare.
The new visitor discovery centre at Ireland West Airport in Knock has been officially opened by Minister Michael Ring. The project was a collaboration with seven local authority partners in Donegal, Galway City, Galway County, Leitrim, Mayo, Roscommon and Sligo. It was overseen by the Western Development Commission. The new centre features information on attractions, activities, events and visitor experiences from right across the region. The airport says the space can also be used for craft showcases, food tastings and performances by local musicians. Healthcare professionals need to do more for people ageing with an intellectual disability. That's one of the findings from 10 years of research by the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing. The Trinity College Research Project looks at how the ageing process is affecting the health of over 700 people with an intellectual disability. A new documentary is being launched to coincide with UN International Day of Persons with Disabilities today. Professor Mary McCarron, the Dean of Trinity College's Faculty of Health Sciences, says people working in healthcare must do more.
Many professionals have difficulty in understanding how to communicate with this population. Going into busy hospitals, into primary care, busy GP practices are all challenging. We have a good understanding now of what supports need to be there in order to help people to access these services.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking everything you need to give the perfect gift this Christmas.
16 minutes past 6 o'clock, we say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Donal. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Guidoad became the first Donegal team since 1975 to win the Ulster Senior Football Club Championship yesterday when they beat Scotstown of Monaghan on a scoreline of 13 points to 12. The game went to extra time when the full whistle went after an hour of play and the sides were tied. Guidoad saw out the game after taking the lead with 75 minutes on the clock through a Shane Ferry point. After the match, Michael Carroll and Leisha O'Beal spoke with Tom Comack.
Last few minutes I couldn't move at all. I'd say every man was in the same boat, but you know, the thing is, shows the talent players we have, that James Boyle came on, scored a point next time, and so did Shane Ferry, two subs, two young lads. That's credit to them, like, and the thing is, credit to the squad. And we'll enjoy ourselves now for a few weeks, and we'll go out of the game with Carfin next.
It's unreal. If you told us we're going to be Ulster champions in 2 years, we wouldn't have believed it. Like, just, we're here now, and just, we brought the cup home to Gridor. That's the main thing. Yeah. So we're just happy out. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And a second Ulster this year as well.
A second Ulster.
Already under 21.
A second Ulster. It's been a crazy year for football. Like, it's just been the most successful year for Gridor, I'd say. It's just been a crazy journey, a crazy, crazy journey. Like, I'm just happy we're on top.
Next up for Gridor is current All-Ireland champions Cara Finn in the All-Ireland semi-final, a game which Martin McHugh believes will be a very enjoyable affair. He spoke on Highland's 9 till noon show this morning and praised the Ulster champions' character.
When they went 3 points down yesterday, you know, it didn't look good for them, but they showed that character and that heart. And that was a big thing that really came out of yesterday. They didn't play as well as they're capable of playing. I think there's a lot bigger game in them. And now they go on to play Cara Finn, who I think expected to be a really open match, more of an open match than you have this warfare you would have in Ulster and everything else. So I think they'll improve. I think they'll have to improve on the performance, because Cara Finn is, you know, they are a very strong club team.
Soccer and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has been charged with misconduct relating to his behaviour in the 96th minute of his side's 1-0 win against Everton yesterday. Klopp ran onto the pitch to celebrate Divock Origi's injury time goal. He has until 6 p.m. on Thursday to respond to the charge. Speaking after yesterday's game, Klopp said he'd already made his remorse for his actions known to Marco Silva.
Immediately after the game, I apologised to Marco Silva because when we spoke to each other and I told him how much I respect his work, because it's incredible what he did with that team. So, what can I say about it? I didn't want to run. It was not my plan. I didn't want to run to Ali. I couldn't stop, obviously. So, and not cool, but happened.
The Republic of Ireland's Euro 2020 qualifying opponent Switzerland will face host Portugal in the Nations League semi-finals in June. The other semi pits England against the Netherlands. Those semis will be played on the 5th and 6th of June, with the final on June 9th. Video assistant refereeing will be in place for the Nations League finals, as well as the Champions League knockout phase. Southampton caretaker manager Kelvin Davis says the appointment of Mark Hughes' successor is likely to happen this week. Hughes was sacked this morning following a run of 10 Premier League games without a win for the Saints. Davis has been placed in charge for Wednesday's trip to Tottenham and says he's not set to be in the caretaker role beyond the game at Wembley. Former RB Leipzig head coach Ralf Hasenhüttl is the favourite to succeed Hughes in the St Mary's hot seat. Cork City have signed goalkeeper Tadhg Ryan. The former Galway United stopper will likely serve as Mark McNulty's understudy following the departure of Peter Sherry from the club. Shelburne have signed midfielder Ryan Brennan. The 27-year-old spent last season at Bray Wanderers. Alan Murphy has signed a new contract to remain in charge of Galway United. The club's record goal scorer took over from Shane Keegan in July, eventually steering them to a 6th-place finish in the First Division. West Brom can go third in the Championship table tonight. Darren Moore's side play host to Brentford, with kickoff at the Hawthorns at 8 p.m. In rugby, Jack McGrath has been ruled out of Leinster's back-to-back Champions Cup games with Bath. The Loosehead will miss between 4 and 6 weeks, having undergone a procedure on his hip. Robbie Henshaw will miss the first of those games at the Rec this Saturday as he continues to rehab a hamstring injury. Jordan Larmour, Dan Levy and Jack Conan are all available for the province. And finally, in boxing, Tyson Fury says the judging in his World Heavyweight title showdown with Deontay Wilder will give boxing a bad name. It was ruled a draw. Fury's camp will make an official request for an immediate rematch, and they want the World Boxing Council to investigate the scoring. The British fighter was floored twice in the 12 rounds, but it's generally considered that he should have been given the win. That's all your sports news here on Highland Today. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but for now it's back to Donal.
Thank you, PJ. A second CT scanner is now operational at Letterkenny University Hospital after the Friends of the Hospital raised over €461,000 in a fundraising drive. The scanner will be available 24 hours a day. It's staffed by the radiology team at the hospital. Earlier today, the Friends of the Hospital director, Paddy Rooney, spoke to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show.
Huge use. I mean, the existing scanner, I think, in the hospital, about 40% of the usage of the scanner is cancer-related, either for the diagnosis of new cancers or the checking of existing cancers to see is treatment working or whatever. So the whole remember that Letterkenny is an approved service site for symptomatic breast cancer and colorectal cancer, and the hospital consultants operate a shared care service with a lot of tertiary hospitals in Dublin in relation to cancer services. So there is the cancer alone has a huge demand on the CT service, but it's also in high demand as well, for instance, for things like the strokes and so on, and also abdominal injuries or trauma. It's a big user of the CT service as well.
Weather forecast, it'll be cold tonight with lowest temperatures of 0 to minus 2 degrees Celsius, a widespread hard frost and a risk of some icy stretches. It will remain dry in most areas overnight. There will be some showers in northwest parts of the region. Some patches of mist and fog also likely inland. Tomorrow Tuesday, cold, dry and bright. Frost and fog will clear with top temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees Celsius in light westerly or variable breezes. Looking at the main stories on this Monday evening, and the House of Commons is being updated on the legal advice on the Brexit backstop this evening. The British government has published a truncated version of its legal advice. The Home Secretary Stephen Barclay says, Stephen Barclay says, publishing the whole of the advice could have wider repercussions for the future. Irish Water Management hope to have the €5.8 million North East Inishowen water supply project complete in the first half of next year. A meeting of public representatives was also told today that some pipe replacement works will take place in the slablands in South Inishowen. Former Fianna Fáil TD Niall Binney is acknowledging he has a hard task ahead after declaring his intention to contest next year's European elections, and a woman who was raped by her brother-in-law when she was a young girl says the justice system must change. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 3rd of December. The death has taken place of Jude Catterson, late of 7, Kilcurra Park, Castledurg. Jude's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Silverdale Care Home, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Jane Crane, Dunluey. A private cremation will take place. Inquiries to McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Bridie Sweeney, Ardveen, Crawley. Her remains will repose at Midlands Funeral Home from 6 o'clock this evening until rosary at 9 o'clock, viewing tomorrow from 1 p.m. with rosary at 6:30, followed by private removal to her home, Ardveen. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has taken place of Leo Cullen, Glencar Irish, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St. Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired delivered hospital patients comfort fund, care of any family member or Jim Midlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Patsy Kelly, Maher Corn, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his sister Anne Rowan's home in Drumkeen. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Convoy, with burial afterwards in the old cemetery, Convoy. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Patricia Reedy, Nae McGonigal, Lower Drumaweir, Greencastle. Wake will take place at her home tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member, or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has taken place of Joe Neeson Sr., 2 Meadow Crescent, Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 12:10 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Joe McAleer, 67 Orchard Road, Glebe, Sion Mills. Joe's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, with interment afterwards in St. Joseph's Churchyard, Glenmornan. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, toward 31 at McGavin Hospital, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Colm Melly, 1 Glenbrook, Loch Crillon Road, Glenties. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9pm. Family time, please, from 11pm tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Mary Diamond, née Hone, 36 Melmount Gardens, Strabane, and formerly of Finadoose, Donegal Town. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Vincent Campbell, Mina Halla, Glenties. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Rosary tonight at 10pm. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight to 12 noon tomorrow. The death has taken place of Sadie McGonigal, Clunche, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Comiskey Funeral Director. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has occurred of Mary Brogan, née Mooney, 1 Brook Park, Castlederg, formerly of Garva, Ahearn. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.